Hallelujah.
Well, good day, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskadden here, Christian Center, Shreveport, doing our daily podcast. Welcome. We start another week releasing a prophetic insight, a word, about how we must be willing to not conform in order to become a true leader. So non-conformity can lead to leadership. All right, let's talk about what that means.
He is wonderful. We say hallelujah, hallelujah. Salvation and glory, oh, honor and power to the Lord. For the Lord our God is mighty.
The Lord our God is mighty.
He's omnipotent.
The Lord our God is omnipotent.
The Lord our God, He is wonderful.
We do make that declaration today. Our God is wonderful. He's omnipotent. All the words that we just heard in that song. Well, welcome. It is the first day of May 2023, Monday morning, Monday afternoon, Monday evening. If you're listening on that day, whatever time of day you're catching our podcast, thanks for tuning in and sharing it with others. It's a blessing as well. Many of you do that, and I want to thank you for that. You shared on your Facebook post or you contact a friend, and that really means much to us. Well, we are in a new era. I had that word Sunday yesterday during our service. I just saw a calendar. I saw April end and May began, and the Lord said, you're not just entering a new season, you're entering a new era, E-R-A. And it's something that powerful what God wants to do. I saw the month of May become extremely chaotic. I know y'all, you're saying, well, what, you say that every month, Pastor Tim. Well, it's different this month. I saw just craziness everywhere, but I saw the glory begin to break out in all different places. Houses of fire is what I heard. And so let's believe for that, for this coming a season. We're in this month where we're preparing our fast, Isaiah 62 fast for Israel. We're being a part of that movement that starts next week, not this week, but on the 7th through the 28th. Okay, you'll hear more about that. We'll share that later. Well, today I just have a real word. I feel like this for the body of Christ, for all of us, about conformity. And I'm probably considered a nonconformist. Some would call me a rebel or whatever. You can call us what we are, whatever we think we, whatever you think we are, but we really want to be obedient to the Lord greater than conform to the ways of men. I've shared this before in studies of college graduates about valedictorian, salutatorian, salutatorians. They're the top two, you know, grades in college, and it's rare that they ever actually become a leader in society. They don't. Usually it's the guy gets kicked out of college or didn't go to college, you know, that does these great things, because the reason they become valedictorian most of the time, not in all cases, but most, is because they learned to conform to whatever the professors wanted, whatever the system wanted. You know, we teach our children in our ministry, or my own kids, et cetera, to have a voice. And when they go to college or they go in the education system, to not conform when it's not biblical, when it doesn't stand, and be able to stand up and have a word of truth come out of you, and be willing to challenge that system. And we have known by fact, by truth, by proving it, I should say, that professors and teachers will downgrade our students because they stand up. And so there's a price to pay. So they won't become the valedictorian. They won't become the top student, because they don't conform. They just do what is right in the eyes of God. And in this season, in this culture that we're in, this battle that we're in, this cultural battle that's going on in the earth, it's going to require that we not be conformist always. I'm not saying there's not a time that we conform when it's healthy, when it's biblical, when it's the right thing to do. We obey, we honor leaders. When it talks about that in Romans 13, you honor leaders who do for things for your good. and they really have your well-being at stake, then yeah, you do submit to them. You agree with them. But when they don't have the well-being of the nation and of the people and you as an individual in mind, and they're trying to twist you and move you toward an ideology that is not who you are, not who you're called to be, there's a requirement to be non-conforming, non-conformist. Now, we don't do it with, you know, breaking laws and things like that on purpose. We do it as unto the Lord. So to be a leader in the kingdom right now, to be a leader in the earth, doesn't mean that you don't follow. It doesn't mean that at all. But when you follow, it's different than what other people do when they follow. You don't just conform for the sake of conforming. And that's what God wants right now. He wants true leadership that understands that. A true leader, they do not do what others are merely doing because they're doing it. They have this inner voice that's called the Holy Spirit. That's what's inside of us. It's a call that God has called us to do. We have a vision, not of what it is, but what it might be. And we want to think outside that box and norm, and we march to a beat of a different drum. Has anybody ever said that about you? And I'm telling you, it's not about being weird just to be weird or being different to be different. You have a voice. And God is telling you to do something. I was challenged all through the crisis, the China crisis, the whole thing. And I just couldn't conform to some of the things they were telling us to do. I knew it wasn't right. I knew it was a violation of our rights. And, you know, people would say, oh, you're just rebellious. Why don't you just do this? Why don't you just put that mask on? Why? And I understand some of the science of that. I was in the medical field for many years. And the truth is, you know, the way people wearing the mask was not protective. There, you know, there's many reasons why. But that's just one example. I just couldn't conform to some of the rules. Don't do this, don't do that. I feel like they were stealing our future. And now we know, after the fact, they were controlling. Governments were controlling the people through these emergency acts that they could not do in other times. So there was something inside of us during that season that God was challenged. Would you be willing not to conform? Not just to be rude or anything, but to do what God, your inner voice tells you to do inside, what God would put inside of you. And I think when you look at Scripture, I don't think you could probably find somebody that became a nonconformist more than the man Abraham. And when he did what God told him to do. Because remember when God spoke to Abram, at that time his name was Abram, he said, leave your land, your birthplace, and your father's house, and go to the land I will show you. That's in Genesis 12, 11, right? And this was a challenge because that step changed the world as we know it today. It changed every part about it. Why? Because people do conform, right? We all do at times. But when you do conform, you adopt the standards and you absorb the culture of the time, the place where you live. That's your land. That's why God was calling Abraham to leave his land. Because when you live in a place, you're influenced by your family, your friends, your culture, your city, wherever you are. And you're shaped more, obviously, by your family and your father's house. And that's another thing that God asked Abraham to do, to leave his father's house. Now, Jesus puts it a different way. He said, take up your cross and follow me. And he said, to do that means your father, your mother, your sister, whatever, are going to hate you. It'll be like they hate you, because what you're doing is you're not conforming to that family structure that's not in alignment with heaven, and you're going to conform to the cross, death to self, following Christ, being led of Christ. Look, we need people right now. I'm not trying to raise up a rebel group. I want to raise up a rebel group to the things of the world, the things of the world, but not to God, and not just to break laws, but to be ones who say, look, I'm not going to conform. I'm going to do what God asked me to do. And the Lord said, I want you. That's what God said to Abraham, to be different. And not for the sake of just being different, really, but for the sake God was asking him to start something new, a new faith that would not worship power, would not worship idols, symbols of power. That's what idols really are right now. They're forms of power and identity. He wanted to raise up somebody, as he told Abraham, to teach his children and his household to follow the ways of the Lord by doing what's right and just. That's what he says in Genesis 18 and 19. Chapter 18, verse 19. So to be a follower of Christ and to be a follower of the Lord, you must be willing to challenge the prevailing consensus of what the world's doing. And when you don't do that, what will happen is a society, the people will go back into worshiping the powers and the power of the idols of that land. Right now in America, you know, politics is idolatry. The church does it. They look at politicians for answers. And if we get the right people elected, everything will be changed. You know, why don't we cry out to God and say, Lord, you change our nation? And we saw that in Europe, you know, in the 19th and 20th century. It was an age of nationalism, the pursuit of power. And it went from nation to nation, started two world wars, tens of millions of people died. Now we're living in an age where North Korea, Iran, places like that have nuclear weapons, and they impose their ambitions on all of us by force. You see that in the Middle East and other areas in Africa, where violence is the answer, and their cry is to have war everywhere they can. We're seeing that in Sudan right now. And we make a mistake, because all of us do, I think, when we think of idols, we think of the physical forms that you read in Scripture. You know, they worship those icons or figurines or whatever. And I'm not saying that they're not idols that way, but the right way to think of it today is it's look at it in the form of power. That's what, in Egypt, they worship the god called Ra. You know, Baal was for the Canaanites, and Chemos was for the Moabites, and Zeus was for the Greeks. And today, you know, you're looking at weapons of war, missiles and bombs. Look at how much money is being sent to Ukraine right now. Billions of dollars with no accountability because the idol of war dominating over man. So power allows us to rule over others without their consent. And that's what we're seeing right now. Putin's trying to do that without their consent. The strong do what they wish. One Greek historian said, the strong do what they wish, and the weak suffer what they must. Look, as I pray for you, that you God give you wisdom in this area, we can look at Scripture, and we can study it, and we can look at natural things, and we can study all the things that happen. But what happens is when we realize we were made in the image and likeness of God, our vision must never be abandoned. Our vision of seeing the kingdom of God come on earth as it is in heaven means that there's going to be times we do not conform to the ways of this world, that we want justice, we want compassion, we want righteousness. As Isaiah 11:9 says, they will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. That's what we passionately burn for. That's what I burn for. And when I don't see the earth being filled with the knowledge of the Lord, when I see the world destroying itself and destroying others for the idolatry of power, I cannot conform to that culture. I have to be a nonconformist. And I'm here to tell you, it means that you become a leader when you're a nonconformist. There will be those who follow you. Not many sometimes, but some will. And I'm not going to be able to finish this today. We'll finish tomorrow, part two. But again, I'm not trying to say be different to be different. But as we don't conform to the ways of this world, we conform to the ways of God. And all men in darkness are looking for light. And when we manifest the light of the glory of God by not conforming, they're looking for reality. I was at a place Well, I'll stop right there. I'll pick it tomorrow. Let me pray for you. Father, I pray right now for everybody that's listening to this podcast today, that, Lord, we don't want to just be rebels. We want to be conforming to your image. But, Lord, we need leaders right now. We need the courage to stand up and say, we're going to do what's right in your eyes, even if it's wrong in the eyes of the world. God, we need leadership right now. We need people to arise and shine and let their light shine. For the darkness of the world is so pervasive, and we need hope. Lord, thank you for the people listening today, and may they be those leaders. In the name of Yeshua, amen. All right, come back tomorrow. Well, thanks again for listening to our daily podcast here from Christian Center of Shreveport. Reminding you, our Isaiah 62 fast time starts next week, the 7th through the 28th. We're going to pray noon each day, Central Time in America. We'll be doing a Zoom call if you'd like. We'll let you know the contact numbers so you can do that, and you can be on with us. We have capacity doing 100 people one day. Check our website out, ChristianCentersReport.com, and our app. It tells you all about it, and of course tells you about all that we do. Thank you for sowing. Those who gave them your first fruits, we're praying over your first fruits now. May you have a good day, and we'll see you tomorrow. What an amazing testimony. I've had these things happen to me before. May they happen to you as well. Well, we went a little bit longer today. I hope you enjoyed that. Shabbat Shalom. Also remember, next week we start our Isaiah 62 fast. And we're going to be praying for Israel for 21 days at the noon hour Central Time here in America. So if you want to join us online, we'll be there praying 1 hour each day for 21 days. Okay. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Well, I apologize for being a little bit long, but it's worth it. I really don't apologize. What a great testimony. Well, Shabbat Shalom to you. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week on our podcast. See you later. Bye-bye.